Hello, hello everyone. Nikki Davis here. I'm doing my very first podcast, and I was challenged this week. I was in a conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was around some amazing, amazing humans that just brought a wealth of information about success and failure and the cycle of that that brought them to be able to achieve their goals. So it really helped me to kind of refocus and reflect internally and look at what am I called to do? Where do I want to be in life? In what do I define as success? So I wanted to share a little bit about me as a person. You're going to hear different stories throughout our podcast. I hope that you subscribe so that you can take in all of this goodness. And also, I would love to hear feedback and comments and questions. You can reach out to me directly in order to dive deeper on a particular topic that you might hear on this podcast. But real quick synopsis of my background. I started in the hair industry when I was 18 years old. I built an empire and had some really wild success with that. I trained for John Paul Mitchell Systems on a national level and traveled the country helping other people, both individual stylist or business owners with whole teams in their salon, to achieve their next level of success. And that's where I really was fueled by seeing the light bulb go off and seeing their success level rise and being able to achieve their goals and their dreams. So now, fast forward a few years, I got out of the salon industry. I went through a very tragic divorce and it rocked my world. And that's where I found my first major fail forward moment. It brought me to my knees. It humbled me. It made me look at things from a new lens. And now I'm in real estate. So I've been able to apply a lot of those experiences through my coaching in my Paul Mitchell days, to being coached in my Paul Mitchell days, and the business aspect of it, and personal relationships that were built throughout the years of my experience, and build a really great real estate company. I've been really blessed. My first year in real estate, I did $13 million in transactions. Didn't really know exactly what I was doing, although I figured it out along the way. And I do believe that there is an easier way. You don't always have to reinvent the wheel. And that's kind of what has inspired me to do this podcast. Is I've synced up with some of my other business professionals, as I mentioned, in Cincinnati as of late, as well as my strategic business planner, Heather. And so we decided to start this podcast and this page called Two Cents, where we are going to give freely to anyone in any industry who would like to see some growth, whether it's personal growth, business development, or real estate growth take place in their life. And what we loved so much about this particular mastermind that we went to was the transparency and the ability to give knowledge freely. A lot of times we get into these industries and everyone is so secretive about what they're doing or how they became successful or the systems and tools that they're using. And it's that scarcity mindset that we believe we have to overcome and break through. So in our podcast series, we are going to share with you guys the ins and outs, the systems, the goods, the why, the how, the who, and the implementation that you need in your schedule to be able to grow your business to the next level of success and growth. So we are so excited to partner with each and every one of you from that strategic business level. And we are doing all of this complimentary because we want to give until it hurts. We want to come from a place of abundance and see you guys kick ass and take names. So you can reach me directly on Facebook, Nikki Davis, or you can reach me through my real estate company, which is the Colorado Group at eXp Realty. You can find us online. You can also email me at nikki@coloradoreg.com. And let's connect. Drop me some questions about topics that you would like to hear about, and we will be in touch soon. We look forward to working with each and every one of you, and we hope that you travel throughout your day with intention and purpose, and we will connect here soon. Thanks so much for checking in. Hello, everyone. This is Nikki Davis here again with our Two Cents podcast for today. And I'm here with Christy Jennings, and she is with Keller Williams here in Colorado Springs. And we're just talking real estate this morning, and we've had some great conversation leading up to this podcast, and I think it's just really aligns with what our passion is and what we're looking to do in our community, both locally and then nationally. And so we've talked about, you know, how long she's been in the industry and some of the challenges and successes that she's had. So I just think it would be great for everyone to kind of hear how relative this information is to each of us, and depending on where we're at in our path of whether it's real estate or another industry, some of the challenges that we have and how we can help each other overcome them. So I just want to take a moment and say thank you for joining our podcast today.
Thank you, Nikki.
Absolutely. So why don't you give us a history of kind of like how long you've been in the industry and what got you into real estate? Like, what was your why to get into real estate?
Well, I started in real estate this past January. Actually, my license became valid in January, and I also started with Keller Williams the same month. And I guess my big why is that I wanted to do something for myself rather than depend on a boss who can dictate to me
right
what to do, when to do it, what I'm worth.
Right.
I wanted to determine those things for myself.
Yeah. And this is a great industry to do that. And honestly, like, I love the freedom of, you know, we're really blessed. We work a lot, as I'm sure you've found already. Like, you know, we work a lot, and we work from home, and we work from our car, and we work from a Starbucks. But at least we get to kind of determine that and have some some control over our schedule. Running kids to the doctor or taking a moment for yourself if you need to, you can semi-control that, right?
You can schedule it in a little bit.
Yeah, which is a really great opportunity for that freedom. So tell me a little bit about your experience so far in the first we're in almost middle May already. Holy smokes. So first 5.5 months, tell me, like, what do you feel like your biggest aha moment has been in real estate so far?
I was really surprised. It is not what you think it's going to be at all. There are parts of it that are a lot of fun. I think my biggest aha was when I realized that it is not what I thought.
Yeah.
There are parts that are way better than I thought.
Yeah.
And then other aspects that are much, much harder.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that that's definitely across the board in real estate and even some other industries. You know, you think sometimes think one thing and then it's another. Can you give us some of the things that you think are actually the great parts that are even better?
I really very much enjoy working with clients. I've found that there are difficulties there. But I very much enjoy working with a client and seeing what they like and figuring out what they like and what they need and right. developing that rapport and that relationship with people.
Right.
I've met some really cool people that otherwise I never would have met.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Very much.
Yeah, definitely. And so tell me something about, like, what are your top three challenges that you have in real estate currently?
I think my very top challenge is taking the leap and reaching out to a new potential lead.
Okay.
You know, this is someone that I met on the street or someone whose door I knocked on right. or someone that I just called.
Right.
That's a very challenging thing for me because I never know who I'm approaching or how to approach them.
Right. Absolutely. And that can be kind of unfamiliar. You're like, I don't really know your why. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're even looking for real estate. Right. Mm-hmm. So that is a big risk. What's another one?
I'm finding that organizing my follow-up is hard.
Yeah.
Just staying on top of everything. You know, I use my CRM, but the CRM is also a learning process.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
just learning the tools and the systems.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then what do you think your third challenge would be in the industry?
I think my third challenge is actually learning to be my own boss.
Right.
So that's also harder than I thought it would be. There is no one to tell me what to do and when to do it. Now
right.
I have to figure out what to do and when to do it.
Right.
Which is very fun in some ways. It's very rewarding. It's also very difficult.
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely true. So in real estate, I love that you are newer to the industry, because it really allows for you to embrace all aspects of that and really be able to dial in some of the challenges that we all have when we're brand new agents. And I think that a lot of us struggle through the same things. And so the whole reason that we're really doing this is because we want to help people just like you and give freely our information so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel and struggle and network and make our industry stronger and better and more transparent. So if you could have three things given to you from a coaching platform or from a mentoring program, what do you think would be the first three things that you would have needed right out of the gate that maybe you have had or didn't have or would change?
I think the first thing, I'm not sure if it's something that I wish I'd had so much, I wish I'd realized, was that lead generation is difficult. And I would have liked to have worked on those aspects of my own personality so that I'm more comfortable with it.
Right.
So that would have been first. I would like to have one CRM that everybody around me uses so that I can learn it and have people who I can ask to show me how to do it, because everybody's on something different. So when I have questions about it, the person I have access to may or may not use the same one.
Okay.
So it makes it a little difficult to learn to really dive into the CRM that I use.
Right.
Because I don't have any particular expert on mine. Right. They're all experts on their own.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And also, I don't know which one I want to use.
Right.
Because I don't have one to learn.
Right.
One more thing. It's not something that I wish I'd had. It's something that I actually found pretty easily. I found a group of like-minded new realtors, and we've been attacking this new realtor thing together.
Okay.
So it's not something I'm lacking or wish I had. It's something I found, and I feel very lucky for having found.
Okay.
Yeah, just a group of us who we understand each other's struggles because we're all new. We're all struggling with the same stuff, and we're working through it together.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me on the podcast. I know I kind of threw this on you unexpectedly, but this was something new for us too. And this is only my second podcast, just so you know, like, that I'm not like an expert at this or anything in terms of recording, but I'm trying to get myself more comfortable and transparent as well. So I appreciate you being so flexible and willing to throw yourself out there with me today.
Well, thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely I'll invite you to like our page. It's 2 Cents on Facebook. And so I have myself and my strategic business implementer, if you will, who does our branding and marketing. She's also doing podcasts that relate to business. So definitely check in there. You might find some valuable information, but I'm going to dig deep on some of the things that we've talked about during our discussion prior to the podcast. And I'll do one by myself, just kind of dissecting this one down and breaking it down and giving you some tools that you could maybe use to help grow your business as well. Okay. And you can, of course, always feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or on the 2 Cents page and get some information that way if we ever want to connect and do some more great things together.
All right. That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.